WHDF WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A man accused of trying to kill President Trump last year was convicted today and then tried to harm himself by sticking a pen in his neck. CBS's Nancy Chen has more.
A guilty verdict in the trial of the man accused of attempting to assassinate Trump. This was on his Florida golf course last year. Ryan Ruth was convicted of all five federal charges against him.
President Trump is in New York, where he addressed the General Assembly at the UN and then held a meeting with Ukraine's president. He signaled his frustration over efforts to win the war and called Russia's president a paper tiger.
It looks like it's not going to end for a long time.
He also said NATO countries should shoot down Russian aircraft in NATO airspace. At a meeting of allies today, Secretary General Mark Rutte.
Allies affirmed yet again that our shared commitment to collective defense is unshakable.
Trump also said today he now believes Ukraine is in a position to win back all of its territory. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt and Air on Air weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A pair of Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to expand equal rights protections in the state. Officials say the Wisconsin Equal Rights Amendment is more comprehensive than its federal counterpart, covering discriminatory practices on the basis of sex, race, religion, marital status, disability, gender identity, and more. Because the proposal is an amendment to the state constitution and not just a bill, it must be approved in two consecutive legislative sessions before being put to voters statewide on a ballot referendum. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is planning to review the results of a Minnesota study regarding the impact of wake boats on lake bottoms. The use of wake boats has become a controversial topic over recent months, with conservation activists warning the boats cause environmental damage and contribute to the spread of aquatic invasive species. Earlier this year, a group of wake boating enthusiasts filed a lawsuit against the town of Scott in Burnett County over a new local ordinance, arguing their constitutional rights are being violated. The city of Rice Lake will use federal transportation grant funding to improve an intersection seeing an uptick in traffic over recent years. City officials say they've obtained over $1 million in funding through a Highway Safety Improvement Project grant to reconstruct the intersection of Wisconsin Avenue and Highway O and install new traffic signals next year. They say the intersection is one of the more dangerous in the area and has only become more dangerous with Oak Leaf Clinics moving in and Menards planning a self-storage facility. Rice Lake area residents gathered at the River Church on Saturday for the inaugural Walk for Lives fentanyl awareness event. The first iteration of the event saw a number of speakers sharing information on the dangers of fentanyl while organizers distributed free Narcan to residents. A representative from the Barron County Sheriff's Department also spoke at the event, warning residents of the uptick they've seen in overdoses involving fentanyl and methamphetamine mixed together. After the speeches, residents took part in a two-mile walk through the city. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers lose on the Late Show. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Padres beat the Brewers late last night, 5-4 in 11 innings. Out on the West Coast in San Diego, with the win, the Padres able to secure a spot in the postseason. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked after the game, what did he think about his guys' effort battling into extra innings, even though they've already won their division?
Fantastic. I mean, it was great. It was great. We did so many great things. And I'm proud of our guys for not just showing up and saying, well, we've clinched a bye, we won the division, and showing up and playing as hard as they did. That touched me. I mean, I really thought it was special. I know guys are disappointed we didn't win. I am too.
NFL. The Packers getting ready to play the Cowboys this week on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay, the Vikings, and Lions now all with a record of 2-1 after Detroit beat the Ravens last night 38-30 on Monday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap, home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun this afternoon, a comfortable early fall day with highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, some patchy fog developing, otherwise partly cloudy, a low of 53. Some areas of fog early, otherwise partly sunny on Wednesday with a high of 71. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing.
Kidding me?
On the other end, it's just silence.
Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should
like,
tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is a huge export in Wisconsin you might not even be aware of. We are talking to the Cranberry Growers Association as we go beyond the cheese.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Yeah, across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast. It is Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along. Downtown Madison, intersection of State and Fairchild. Looking at the Sam Davidson street cam. Look at that. Bus going by. A little overcast right now in downtown Madison, but still beautiful night or beautiful afternoon. Not night yet, Todd. Overture Center there in the background. Fantastic. Great. Nice to have you along here in hour two. Lots to get to in this hour, including your chance to win in the green and gold text win contest. Stay tuned for that. And what's worse, coming up today, we'll play that in a bit. Well, let's finish this up first, Thomas. We started this last hour, and I just want to put a button on it. And Jimmy Kimmel coming back tonight on ABC Late Night. However, according to The Hill, Sinclair, the second largest provider of local news in the country, announced that its ABC affiliates will preempt Jimmy Kimmel's late night show tonight. Company, in a post on social platform X, formerly Twitter, said it will replace broadcasts of Jimmy Kimmel Live with news programming. Kimmel will return to the air tonight, as we said, after being suspended indefinitely by ABC. Quote, discussions with ABC are ongoing as we evaluate the show's potential return, unquote, Sinclair said. And again, Sinclair, Nexstar, the other big company in this, Nexstar also announced it would preempt broadcast of the comedian's show. Nexstar, which owns The Hill, by the way. I didn't know that until I read this story. Nexstar owns TheHill.com, the largest provider of local news in the country. My question is it? Again, I'm not trying to toot our own horn here, and boy, I wish I could. But the point is, I'm proud to work for Civic because they have made it clear, literally in a memo, that they're not asking us as hosts to censor ourselves. Obviously, keep it FCC compliant. But when you listen to any of us on Civic Media, here's what I can tell you. Whether you agree with me or any of my colleagues or not, know that it is coming, it is from our brains, it's from our heart, it's from our, it's you're getting the raw us. There's nobody at this company that's telling us what we can tell you, what we have to tell you, or what we can't tell you in terms of news or content. There's no edicts from above other than to tell the truth and do it with integrity. And we need more of this
in my opinion, in television. Sinclair owns Fox 47 here in Madison and the Fox affiliate up in the Green Bay area. And as I said in the first hour, I know some of the people that work at these stations, and they're doing great reporting. There are people that work at CBS doing great reporting. So the reporters themselves are not a reflection of the corporate overlord. But we have to be careful about what these large corporations are telling some of these fine reporters and or their management of what they can and can't report. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro said this yesterday, day before yesterday, specifically on what the Kimmel decision means and what this is doing to intimidation of broadcasting.
We are selectively firing people because of their viewpoints. And in addition to having Jimmy Kimmel no longer on the air, I think there's a deeper issue here I wanted to just take a moment on. I was on a Spanish language radio program in the Allentown area, the Lehigh Valley here in Pennsylvania, just the other day. The host was asking me a bunch of questions about the work we're doing here in Pennsylvania. And he said something really chilling to me, that he now has to think about what topics he's going to discuss because he's fearful he might offend federal regulators or offend the president. Now, this wasn't that type of a program where we were engaged in a lot of that conversation. But the fact that you have journalists now who will think, do I really want to probe some elected leader on that particular topic because it could offend federal regulators? Do I want to tell that joke because it might put someone off? Do I want to adjust my views to be more on the right-wing side of the political conversation to curry favor with these federal regulators? That in many ways is even more dangerous than silencing one person. No disrespect, of course, to Jimmy Kimmel and his powerful voice. I think we're at a really dangerous moment here. And censorship and what we're seeing from the federal government only serves to further divide us and make us less safe and erode our fundamental freedoms here in this country. And for a Republican Party led by Donald Trump, who loved for decades to, you know, cloak themselves in this blanket of patriotism and freedom. Heck, Donald Trump was talking about free speech in his inaugural address, what was that, 7 or 8 months ago. And now to see how quickly they are eroding one of the foundational guideposts of our nation should scare everyone. Whether you agree with the president or not, whether you voted for him or not, we are all less safe and less free because of the actions of this administration.
Governor Josh Shapiro, Democrat of Pennsylvania. I think he nailed it.
I think so, too.
It's the fear of intimidation. It's the fact that people in broadcasting now, this company excluded, but many people in broadcasting are now having to think, well, should I say it that way? Because our license might be up for grabs. Should I really report the truth, or should I put a spin on it? And that is very dangerous indeed. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Stoughton. CJ, listening on WMDX. CJ, up against the clock, but I want to give you a chance. What do you got?
Well, thanks. Well, what Kimmel was taken off for was partially because he wasn't profitable. But the mere fact that what he said was untrue, he attached after the governor from New Jersey or, Utah, stated on five different news programs, Sunday morning news programs, that this assassin was from the left. What Kimmel said was a blatant lie, and he intentionally did it. It was on the teleprompter. He read it. This was calculated. He should have been taken off. He should still be taken off because his show, you know what, and listen to Greg Gutfeld. That's funny. Good show. That's why he's number
CJ,
one.
Kimmel is making, I don't believe Disney would be bringing him back if he wasn't making them money, number one. Number two, we played the same, we've played the entire thing, what Kimmel actually said, and he was not attacking Charlie Kirk, was not making fun of the assassination. He was making a joke about the MAGA number one, the MAGA base.
That's funny.
Trying to. And then he played the clip that we did of Donald Trump not seeming really to care about that death and talking about the ballroom. I mean, that's just pointing out something that's hypocritical. But regardless of whether or not you agree with it or I agree with it, let me ask you this, so I got to jump. But do you agree with Ted Cruz, who associated with what the FCC chairman did to the mafia? Ted Cruz called out what this administration did as a mafia type of intimidation on free speech. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, no, I don't. But I don't always agree with Ted Cruz. I don't always agree with the president. I certainly don't agree with Kimmel that it was MAGA that's trying to score points off of this.
All right, I appreciate.
But thank you for asking, Todd. I appreciate the perspective.
Appreciate the perspective, CJ. All right, it is coming up on 16 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again to play a little text to win contest. Time once again for Civic Media's Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Daily prize: $200 cash and gold jewelry. Grand prize for the one person who wins: 2 club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. It is a Green Bay home game on November 23rd, 2025 at 12 noon. You get a gas card to get you there as well. It is a $1,550 value. The keyword to text in today to the Civic Media app is check. The word is check, C-H-E-C-K, as in write a check. The keyword is check, C-H-E-C-K. Put your entries in carefully. Only correct spellings count. Again, the keyword is check, C-H-E-C-K, on the Civic Media Multi-State Green and Gold Text to Win Contest. Very good. 16, Melville, 17 now before the hour or after the hour of 3 o'clock. Lots going on here. We have breaking news. Before we get to that, I want to give Mark a chance. He's waiting on the line, 855-752-4842. Mark in Purdesack, thanks for calling, Mark. About a minute left here. What do you got?
Thanks so much. I think a bit of history coming on the media and making cracking jokes about the leader is that King Henry VIII, when he was trying to get a divorce from Catherine, that a one wit posted that the king's bull, not the pope's bull, has tied up the king's balls, and he was subsequently arrested for that. We're supposed to be able to be free to say something like that in this country without being executed or losing your livelihood, because Donald Trump is thinner skinned than John Adams, and then that's what got John Adams all upset about the press, because they, were poking fun at his prickliness, or that I can't think of right off the top of my head what it was. He was all bent out of shape over. But Donald Trump should actually have a little bit thicker skin, because the way he tosses out insults constantly, he should be able to take as good as you give.
And right.
Donald Trump is a child when it comes to that.
We've got, and speaking of that, thanks for the call, Mark. We got clips from today at the UN. Wait till you hear some of the things the President of the United States said at the UN today. Certainly very, very interesting, to say the least. All right. Let's see. What time we got here? We got 8:30, or it's 18 after. All right, 18 after. Trying to manage the clock here a little bit. What should we do? Should we open up the thingsomers, or should we wait till we come back? We have breaking news. That's part of what's going on here, and we're going to tell you that here in just a couple of minutes. We have a new entry into the gubernatorial race for the state of Wisconsin. But we also got to open up the thing. Have we got time to open the thing?
We could, yeah.
Let's open the thing. Here we go. Time again for what's worse.
This or that. This or that. The choice is yours.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this.
Time once again for what's worse. Nothing give away, no prize money involved. Just your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 News Talk sports stations across the state of Wisconsin. Timely, timely indeed. We talked about chicken and beef last week. Today, the category: high beef prices or high chicken prices. 855-752-4842. High beef prices or high chicken prices. Groceries going up across the state of Wisconsin. We'll discuss it. And breaking news, we'll tell you who is in the governor's race for the state of Wisconsin after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Tap.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. President Donald Trump's March 25th executive order on elections, attempting to override the U.S. Constitution's grant of election authority to states and Congress, has so far been blocked by 4 of 5 lawsuits filed against it. A ruling in one of those cases, September 17th, allows a challenge from 19 states to move forward. The executive order would withhold federal funding from any state which does not implement the use of the National Voter Registration Form and mandate proof of citizenship documents, including a birth certificate, naturalization papers, a Real ID compliant driver's license, or a U.S. passport. It would also end mail-in ballot grace periods, restrict ballot deadlines to Election Day, and withholds federal grants if they don't. States challenging the order include California, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Nevada, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Wisconsin. U.S. District Court Judge Denise Casper issued a stay on Trump's order in June, saying the states had demonstrated a substantial risk that citizens would be disenfranchised. Her September 17th ruling confirms that the states have legal standing to contest the president's order and that they would be harmed, particularly by the withholding of Help America Vote Act funding. We've linked to the order and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now past the hour of 3 o'clock, Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025. Aaron Zommers on the board doing yeoman's work as always. Glad to have you along. Going to get back to our what's worse category today. High prices of beef or high prices of chicken at the old grocery store. I know we got somebody talking that wants to talk kibble as well. We'll get to all of that. But first, a little breaking news for you. On a Tuesday afternoon, as a friend of mine used to say, or still says, not a surprise, nor is it unexpected. Not a surprise, nor is it unexpected. Congressman Tom Tiffany, Republican of Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, announced this afternoon he is running for governor of the state of Wisconsin. He is on the conservative talker Dan O'Donnell show, saying, quote, "It has been an honor to represent my friends and neighbors in western and northern Wisconsin in Congress, where I worked alongside President Trump to secure our border and deliver the largest tax cut in history for families, seniors, and small businesses. Now I'm ready to lead for every corner of our state," unquote. From the release, the official release from Congressman Tom Tiffany, who after a flirty, biggest political flirt in the state. Hell, let me tell you, I've been around Congressman Tiffany. Political flirting is about all he's good at in terms of flirting, in my opinion. We're going to do the same thing. And by the way, he's welcome. We're going to reach out as we've had so far all of the Democratic, at least all except one of the Democratic candidates for governor on this show. We've had Josh Shulman, Republican candidate for a governor on the show, and Congressman Tiffany is welcome to come on this show as well, and glad to have him. We want to give everybody a chance to hear from everybody. But we're going to do the same thing for Tiffany that we've done for everyone else, is we're going to play the first minute of their video announcement. Here is Congressman Tom Tiffany's video announcement on running for Wisconsin governor.
Growing up on a dairy farm in western Wisconsin, my morning started at sunrise, milking cows and feeding calves. I worked my way through UW River Falls and built a life in the Northwoods with my wife, Chris. Wisconsin gave me everything, a chance to raise three daughters, start a small business, and live the American dream. But under Democrat leadership in Madison, that dream is slipping away. Farms are disappearing, factories are shutting down, and our children's educational results have fallen behind Mississippi. Behind Mississippi. I'm Tom Tiffany, and I'm running for governor because I love our state. I see where we are headed, and I know we can do better. You know we can do better. I will freeze property taxes, protect our farmland from communist China, and I'll preserve our Wisconsin values, just like my mom does with her pickles. Girls' sports will stay for girls, moms will be moms, not inseminated persons, and common sense will win, because we cannot let Minnesota's madness and Illinois' insanity to take over here in Wisconsin. Madison politics may smell like the barn, but I know how to clean up the bowl. I will roll up my sleeves and deliver results for every Wisconsinite. That's my promise to you. Together, we will make Wisconsin a shining star in America again.
First minute or so of the clip from Congressman Tom Tiffany on running for governor. We played everybody else's first clip or so. Was there more to it, Zomer, or is that pretty much it?
Just for transparency's sake, yeah. That was the whole thing. His is shorter than a lot of the other ones.
Got it.
So it's not that we chose to play all of his and only part of others. We did about a minute of each, and his is only a minute and 15 seconds.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate the clarity. Appreciate the transparency. As a former political flack, as they say, I would say very canned, very filled with cliches. And we've heard from other candidates, quite frankly, including Josh Shulman on the Republican side, but all the Democratic candidates. Mainly, they're about bringing people together. Some of the Democrats took a couple of pot shots at Trump in particular, but you didn't hear, in my opinion, correct me if I'm wrong, Zomers, you didn't hear the very divisive issue things that we just heard from Congressman Tiffany.
Not that I'm remembering right now. I think most of it is things they mostly focused on, things like housing prices are too high and there's a shortage. We need to work on that. More like kitchen table economic issues.
Yeah. Tom Tiffany going right for the jugular on social issues there. And I mean, as Republican strategist Bill McCoshin has said on this program, for the Republican side, it's all about Donald Trump's endorsement. Whoever Trump endorses, they're only going for one vote, really, in the primary, and it's Donald Trump's. So it's not surprising to me that Tom Tiffany is going for all of the hot button issues that would get Donald Trump's attention. If you want to weigh in on Tom Tiffany's announcement and finish up the Kimmel discussion, want to do that as well, 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to the phone line. Cam in Appleton, you want to talk on Kimmel coming back tonight. What do you got, Cam?
Yeah, sure. Thank you for taking my call. I first wanted to touch on the Tom Tiffany thing real quick. He is against Taiwan being a thing, period. He's all for China taking that over. Russia, he voted with nine other Republicans, or he was one of nine Republicans who voted against a House resolution condemning Russia's abduction of Ukrainian children. So that's cool. I hope he doesn't win again at all. But if we go back to September 8th of this year, so 2 days before Kirk was assassinated, Trump had truthed on his social media platform an AI video of Nancy Pelosi saying, "My husband is still in love with the homeless hammer guy visiting him in jail."
Mm.
2 days before.
Yeah, well,
we need to assign people like tasks. We need to assign people like CJ tasks to go do proper research and report back what their findings were, almost like a study session, because I don't understand how we can improve literacy in the media.
Appreciate the call, Cam. We're going to come back right now. A little farm news of Pam Yonke and the Midwest Farm Report. We'll come back just for clarity. We're going to play the clip that all this is about. Let you hear it in your own words. The full clip from Jimmy Kimmel Live. He's coming back tonight. We'll button that up. We'll finish up what's worse, high beef prices, high chicken prices, and talk about President Trump today at the UN and his thoughts on Tylenol.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show. 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
World Dairy Expo is right around the corner, September 30th through October 3rd in Madison. With every breed of cow that enters that show ring, you may have a chance to spot some dairy royalty. We're catching up with a dairy queen today. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Josie Bailey is the 2025 National Guernsey Queen. Her family lives in Toma with a herd that is majority Holstein, but she fell in love with the Guernsey breed after helping a friend at the state fair. The experience sparked her interest in starting her own herd of Guernseys. She tells us what had her sold.
I just really liked their docile temperament, but also the milk. That was kind of the big pusher, just because I grew up on a commercial dairy farm that they can be A2A2, which is, you know, on the rage right now. And then when it comes to their components, they are higher in butter fat and protein, and that's, you know, essentially what your milk check is based off of. So having those higher components also helps them. And then lastly, I'd definitely say their size, as they're not as big as a Holstein, they're not as small as a Jersey, but they're kind of just the right size where they're efficient.
Guernsey shows are happening at World Dairy Expo on Sunday and Monday, with the Global Opportunity Guernsey Sale happening October 1st, that Wednesday evening. Josie Bailey along with us. She's the 2025 National Guernsey Queen, hailing from Toma. Stick around. We'll take a look at closing markets next.
You'll want to book this adventure with me and holiday vacations. We're headed to London, Wales, and the Lake District, March 22nd through the 31st. Starting in London with a guided city tour, on to the Churchill War Rooms. We'll continue with immersive visits to Ludlow Farm Shop and Lower Drayton Farm, then relive the legacy of the Fab Four at the Beatles Story Museum, finishing up with a tour of Quarry Bank Mill. Find details at holidayvacations.com. Keyword Pam to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation.
Tuesday from Chicago, dairy producers are seeing much-needed lift. The October Class 3 milk contract is currently trading up 31 cents at $17.17 a hundredweight. The November contract up 35 cents at $16.70 a hundredweight. Class 3 milk goes to make cheese. The 40-pound block up 2 cents at $1.63. If we take a look at AA butter, that price just continues to get hit. Down 2 cents today, closing at $1.68 per pound. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun this afternoon, a comfortable early fall day with highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, some patchy fog developing, otherwise partly cloudy, a low of 53. Some areas of fog early, otherwise partly sunny on Wednesday with a high of 71. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, Dr. Kristen Lierley, who joins me in studio. Then Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin talks about fall events. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Aaron Zommers on the board, doing a great job there. Appreciate you, Zommers. 35 now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025. Glad to be with you. Lots to get to. Busy day. What we love about live radio, always something different going on. Breaking news, Tom Tiffany, Republican Congressman of the 7th District in the North Woods, as they say, on an announcement that was expected, and that is he is running for governor. So he is officially in. We played you, like all the other candidates, the first clip or the first minute or so of his announcement. It was short, in my opinion, rather canned and trite, but that's just my opinion. But like how all, look, we've had Josh Shulman, the Republican side, had all the Democratic, almost all the Democratic candidates on the show. He is welcome to come on this program. Love to talk with him directly. Congressman Tom Tiffany is in. Also, what's worse is going on right now. We're going to get back to that in a minute. Food problem. This is a lot of people, you know, they don't like to talk about it. But have you been to the grocery store lately, Zommers?
I have.
All right. I'm paying dramatically more from a little bit of groceries that I buy for myself.
I haven't paid attention to the exact numbers, but yeah. I could go. I should go back and look. It's definitely higher.
I buy Nature's Choice, I think it's called, orange juice from Florida. It's literally doubled.
Wow.
In the last 4 to 5 months. It's like $6 for a half a gallon. It's crazy.
I think the chicken that we get, you know, speaking of what's worse, high chicken prices and high beef prices.
Yeah.
I believe that the chicken that we usually get has gone from... It's like in containers of like a pound and a half or so. Right. We usually get, it used to be like $6 that long ago, and now it's like $9.
We just heard from Pam Yonke, Midwest Farm Report. If you actually talk to farmers, ag producers, they will tell you that the cost of things like fertilizer, other things, is going through the roof because of the Trump tariffs. What's worse today, high beef prices or high chicken prices? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Also going on, you have until 4 o'clock to text in today's keyword, this hour's keyword on the Civic Media Green and Gold Text to Win Contest. The keyword this hour, check, C-H-E-C-K, check. Text it right now. You have until 4 o'clock on the Green and Gold Text to Win Trivia Contest.
Multi-state contest.
Thank you. Want to get this in because Jimmy Kimmel coming back to ABC tonight. I'm really hoping, and I like both he and Colbert. How should I do this? I'm going to record one and watch the other one live. And Stephen Colbert won the Emmy Award this year for Best Late Night Talk Show. And Jimmy Kimmel paid for a billboard in Hollywood with his face on it that said, because they were both nominated, and Kimmel's billboard says, I'm voting for Colbert.
That's pretty good.
So I'm hoping that when Colbert comes on tonight, I hope that he says, for one night, watch Kimmel. That's what I'm hoping for. But I'm going to be watching Kimmel. That's for sure. And talking about some of these stations owned by Sinclair Broadcasting and Nexstar are still going to preempt Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight. And just for the record, I want to play in its entirety the clip, the segment from a couple of weeks ago that ABC used as the justification for suspending Jimmy Kimmel Live. Here he is from ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism. But on a human level, you can see how hard the president is taking this.
My condolences on the loss of your friend Charlie Kirk. May I ask, sir, personally, how are you holding up over the last day and a half, sir?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks. They just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House, which is something they've been trying to get, as you know, for about 150 years. And it's going to be a beauty.
Yes. He's at the fourth stage of grief, construction. Demolition. Construction. This is not how an adult grieves the murder of someone he called a friend. This is how a four-year-old mourns a goldfish.
That's Jimmy Kimmel of Jimmy Kimmel. There was the entire clip. And it is, you heard it yourself. Our friend Rob down in beautiful Monroe, Wisconsin, listening in. Robert says, quote, on the text line, listening on WRCE, our mutual hometown, in Richland Center. Rob in Monroe says, I do not think Kimmel said that the shooter was MAGA. I believe he stated what he stated was right, or the MAGA were trying to pin the shooting shooter with the left and distance themselves and the shooter from any potential connection to MAGA or the right. And as you just heard, Robert was correct.
Right. And to as far as MAGA, you know, trying to say that the shooter was anything other than them, you had the vice president go on a podcast and yell about crazy left-wing violence. And it's like, right. Dude, we don't know who this person is yet that did this.
And that's, you nailed it right there. I don't want this to go into a big discussion on this issue, but I will simply say, isn't it fascinating? Isn't it fascinating how, just like with the attempted shooter of Trump last year, when the shooter killed two people behind Trump and allegedly injured Trump's ear. We never heard hide or hair of that guy. Just don't really know about him. Didn't have an update from the medical team on what Trump happened. Nothing. Same thing with this guy. Suddenly we don't want to, nobody wants to talk about this alleged shooter. No, gone. Just nothing about him. I find that fascinating. And to your point, Somers, we don't know much about this guy, the alleged shooter. We don't know much about the actual motivation. All we do know, to your point, to Rob's point, to Kimmel's point, that at least for about 48, 36 hours there, the MAGA base, including the vice president, were trying to do everything they can to distance themselves from that guy. And Kimmel simply pointed that out. And he played the same clip that we played on this show of Donald Trump, you know, wanting to talk more about the ballroom at the White House than he did his allegedly very close friend. And I think Kimmel had every right to do that. And again, it doesn't matter whether anybody agreed with him. It's about coming down on speech and then connecting that with the billion-dollar deals of Disney and Hulu and all these other things.
Right. Being taken off the air following a statement from the FCC chair saying that he should be taken off the air, that doesn't smell good.
Conservative, Republican, MAGA, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas equated what Zomers just said to mafia tactics. I don't give Ted Cruz many props, but props to U.S. Senator Ted Cruz for calling it out for what it is. I will give him credit on that one. Well done, Senator Cruz. I don't say that very often, do I, Zomers?
Well, it's not
right,
earned very
let's wrap up a little what's worse for you for today. High prices or high high beef prices or high chicken prices. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, thanks for holding on. High beef prices or high chicken prices? What's worse?
First, I'd like to just say that Trump has moved on from what Jimmy Kimmel was talking about, right. And now he's gone into denial, because I heard him say to the UN today that grocery prices have fallen.
Right? I don't know, Ollie. You tell me about your groceries in the North Woods.
They have not fallen, believe me. I was just wondering where he's shopping, because I'd like to go there.
That's the point, Ollie. He ain't shopping at all. He's groceries. Got people, right?
Such an old-fashioned word, he
right,
says.
Right.
Yeah, he doesn't even know about groceries, you know. I guess I think the price of beef has gotten absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
But used to be you could, if beef was high, you could buy chicken. But now it's getting to where you can't hardly buy chicken anymore either.
Right. Yeah. No, 100% right. They're both going up, right?
Yep. My main concern is to whether or not I can afford either groceries or medication. So,
right.
I know a lot of people are in my same situation, and that's all thanks to Trump.
Yeah. I heart goes out to you, Ali. I mean, I hear this from a lot of people as we travel around. You're not the only one. Medication or groceries. So hang in there, Ali. Appreciate your listenership as always. 855-752-4842. What's worse, high beef prices or high chicken prices? Joseph, watching on YouTube, says, for me, chicken is a staple protein and beef is a treat item. High chicken prices are worse. I think that's a lot of people got to make those decisions, right? I mean, not so long ago, I can remember going to a grocery store with the change from my truck thinking, okay, what generic bread or what can I afford to buy here?
And I'm sure if you got any meat, it was probably chicken.
Yeah. These are real issues that Wisconsinites are facing. If what we can afford for groceries and if we, what for people on medication, is it the price of the medication? Is it medication or is it groceries? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, high beef prices or high chicken prices? Steve, listening on WAUK in Milwaukee, says beef prices are ridiculous. Tyler in Columbia County, listening on WMDX, high chicken prices are worse. A little goes a long way when on a budget, plus rice, right? Rice is also another great staple as well. High chicken prices or high beef prices? 855-752-4842. Dolores, listening on WMDX here in Madison, says beef prices are worse. All right. Diane in Madison says chicken prices are higher in here in Madison. Appreciate that, Diane. Thanks for checking in. Just scrolling through here, kind of trying to make sure we got caught up. I think we're all caught
up, so.
More or less.
Yeah, for me. It's definitely high chicken prices. I agree with Joseph on YouTube and a few other people who mentioned that chicken is supposed to be a cheap staple. Like, that's what it has been historically.
Right.
So when it's more expensive and you can't do that chicken and rice cheaply, that I think that hurts more.
Yeah. Corey, one last one in Watertown, says, listening to the WMDX, says the beef prices are the worst, especially when grocery stores overfill the ground beef containers. There's never a 1 pound package of meat. It's always 1.2, 1.28, etc., but never 1 pound anymore. It's like putting the thumb on the meat scale. I feel you, Corey. For those of us who are single, it's like I don't need that much. I just need a smaller portion. All right, we're going to come back, give you what Trump said at the UN today, and wrap things up. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Tuesday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt and Nair on air weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
ABC capitulating, pulling Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Mark Jacob.
Fascists look for pretexts. They want excuses to do terrible things. The right wing is looking for excuses to become even more authoritarian than it already is. The Turk thing is their pretext. 2 months ago, Trump was posting about getting rid of Jimmy Kimmel. It didn't have anything to do with Charlie Kirk. Not a thing. That's just a pretext.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
93.5 The Tap. Eau Claire's real news and great conversation. And home for the Todd Allball Show. Monday through Friday from 2 to 4. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC and CBS News, depending upon which of you of the great stations you're listening to of Civic Media, a check of weather with Brittany Rouleau. Beautiful autumnal week ahead. And then our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, with a sports update. Brew Crew on the road, West Coast, San Diego, game 2 tonight. Pre-game show just after 8 o'clock. First pitch just after 8:30. Try to stay awake along with Todd. I can hear that on many of our fine brewer stations across the network over the air tonight. Also, don't forget the keyword this hour in our green and gold text to win contest. Check, C-H-E-C-K. Check is the word to text in. On the green and gold text to win contest, Maggie Dawn will have another word during her show coming up between 4 and 6. And Pete Schwabba in on the action tonight as well between the hours of 6 and 8. All right, lots to get to. Want to get to Donald Trump at the UN General Assembly. Remember, last time he was there, he got laughed at because he said he had gotten more done than any other administration. And people in the room thought it was a joke. And he did, like, well, I didn't mean it as a joke. Here's how it started today at the UN General Assembly in New York for Donald Trump when the teleprompter wasn't working.
and I don't mind making this speech without a teleprompter, because the teleprompter is not working. I feel very happy to be up here with you, nevertheless, and that way you speak more from the heart. I can only say that whoever's operating this teleprompter is in big trouble.
All right, so threatening the teleprompter operator, that's all. And most professionals like that, it happened to Obama, not maybe not the UN, but most people in that situation, you make something like a self-deprecating joke, and then or you don't say anything at all and just go on. But no, he has to blame somebody else, of course, right away. Then Trump got into a little more. And, well, let's just play the. Here's Trump at the UN. Here we go.
If you don't get away from this green scam, your country is going to fail. And I'm really good at predicting things, you know. They actually said during the campaign they had a hat, the best-selling hat. Trump was right about everything. And I don't say that in a braggadocious way, but it's true. I've been right about everything. And I'm telling you that if you don't get away from the green energy scam, your country is going to fail.
Trump claiming he's really great about predicting things. To sum it up, Ishan Tharoor, a journalist, I believe, at Washington Post, he put this on X this afternoon. He says, quote, a senior foreign diplomat posted at the UN texted me, quote, this man is stark raving mad. Do Americans not see how embarrassing this is? Unquote. That allegedly from a senior foreign diplomat to a reporter. I mean, the only good thing that I would say that came out of this is that we were on the air when part of this happened. Allegedly, Trump now says he's on the side of Ukraine and predicted that Ukraine would win the war with Russia without giving back original land. So, I mean, if the tide has turned on Ukraine in Trump's mind, I'm all for that. But the rest of it seems to be kind of horse hockey. All right, let's get to what Trump said yesterday. This is important as well. When he made this, and I feel really bad for parents and people with autism, because I think this was cruel.
Oh, yeah.
He announced that they had found the cause of autism and then said this.
To Bobby and the group, let's do it now. Nothing bad can happen. It can only good happen. But with Tylenol, don't take it. Don't take it. And if you can't live, if your fever is so bad, you have to take one, because there's no alternative to that. Sadly, first question, what can you take instead? It's actually, there's not an alternative to that. And as you know, other of the medicines are absolutely proven bad. I mean, they've been proven bad with the aspirins and the Advils and others, right? And they've been proven.
So it goes on from there. I mean, just again, because we're up against
word
the clock.
Salad.
It's word salad, but there is no science behind this. Tylenol came along after autism was diagnosed, so it makes no sense. Let's listen to our very own Dr. Kristen Lierley, who is an OBGYN, a medical doctor. She has her fine program on weekends, the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. Here's what Dr. Lierley said about a week ago about this subject.
Dr. Kristen Lierley, I am a practicing obstetrician gynecologist. I've been in medicine for over 20 years, and I'm here to tell you that we have zero evidence that Tylenol taken in pregnancy causes autism. So if you are a family living with autism, this is not your fault. And in fact, we don't know what causes autism. It's likely multifactorial. There are probably many things that contribute. So one more time, we have zero evidence that Tylenol causes autism. And one more thing, it's acetaminophen. That's how you say it.
I said, well, let's see how we say that. Acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen.
I appreciate Dr. Lierley getting a couple of laughs at the end. You got to take a sense of humor about it, but I go back to really, I know families that have kids that have autism. And look, I was born with a cleft palate and a cleft lip. And I know that my own mom went through this degree. Like, did I do something wrong during my pregnancy? Or other moms, mothers that carry children and might have something, quote unquote, wrong with their kid, and they try to blame themselves. And what Trump did yesterday, in my opinion, and there's a whole thing about this we didn't have time to get to, connected with Dr. Oz, because he owns or has a ownership stake in what Trump is suggesting, what else to take. This is cruel to parents. No, from Dr. Lyerly, a medical doctor, you did nothing wrong. There is no evidence to suggest that Tylenol is causational to autism. Trust your local doctor. That's what it comes down to. Great show today. Appreciate Zombers, Luke Mathers as well, and all of you for listening. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Back with Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olsen tomorrow. We'll see you then.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The man accused of attempting to assassinate Donald Trump at a Florida golf course last year has been convicted. Correspondent Matt Piper.
Ryan Ruth represented himself in the trial. He was found guilty of all five charges, which included attempted assassination of a major presidential candidate and assaulting a federal officer.
Prosecutors say Ruth plotted the attack for weeks but never fired a weapon. President Trump said afterwards, justice was served. The president's in New York for the UN General Assembly, where recognition of a Palestinian state has taken center stage, as Nancy Cordes reports.
So many countries, including U.S. allies, are embracing the prospect of a Palestinian state is actually going to embolden Hamas and cause this war with Israel to drag out even longer. A very strong critique by this president, not only of U.N. member countries, but the U.N. itself.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.